Brazil. 11. Pelé. Did you get that book I was talking about?
Yes, Latino Sports Legends. It's really interesting.
Did you find the section on Pelé?
Edson Arantes do Nascimento, to be exact.
You've read it, then? Yes, he is probably the greatest footballer in history, but he came from humble beginnings.
Yes, from a very poor family and grew up in Três Corracos, Brazil.
His parents call him Dico.
I didn't know that. He has so many names.
And it was his dad that taught him football.
Yes, I think his dad could have been a great footballer too, but he broke his leg, and that stopped him from making it into a career.
It said in the book that he was discovered when he was 11 by another famous footballer who took him to Sao Paulo. He started playing for a professional team when he was just 16 years old.
Yes, and as he got older, he got even better. He represented Brazil in 4 World Cups, but in 1958, he almost didn't play because of a knee injury.
He's lucky that the injury didn't significantly affect his career. Many footballers have injured themselves and never play again.
Well, in 1962, he actually couldn't play in the World Cup finals against Chile because of an injury.
Oh, I see. Did you know that several European clubs offered him lots of money to move to their teams?
Yes. I read that Brazil declared him an official national treasure to keep him in the country.
But his best was still to come. In 1970, at the World Cup finals in Mexico, Pelé scored Brazil's 100th World Cup goal. He is now very well known for that goal, which was scored against Italy.
When did he retire? I think he must be really old now.
He retired in 1974, but then played in America for a while.
Also, in 1993, his name was entered into the Soccer Hall of Fame, and in 2000, he was awarded Sports Person of the Century.
Wow, he is definitely a football legend.